Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones coming your way. We are live today, this Thursday. Thursday, as I like to call it. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today and tomorrow here in the InfoWar studios, deep behind enemy lines. Alex will be back this Monday. He's currently, if you don't know, you're living in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan. Alex Jones is up in Canada covering the Bilderberg Conference, or attempting to do so. Biggest story right now, I'm sure Rush Limbaugh, all of the neocons, all over talk radio, all over cable news, touting the success of the Bush administration in finally getting Goldstein number two, that is Abu al-Zarqawi. Again, we have a few problems with this because Zarqawi has been killed several times, and we don't know if this time it is for real. I guess we suspect that Zarqawi will be back in action, in the next couple of months. He's taking a little vacation, I guess, maybe going down to the Caribbean, having a few margaritas and putting his toes in the sand with the real Saddam Hussein. Okay, I kid the president. Paul Joseph Watson is with us, great editorial artist, and I mean that. He is an artist, writing for Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, calling us from across the pond. Paul Joseph Watson, thank you for joining us today. Give us the breaking news here. This story is going so fast, it's hard to even keep up with it.
Hello, Jack. Good to be on the air.
Good to have
you. Well, I read the story this morning that he'd been killed in the airstrike with a degree of relief, because probably like you, I'd lost track of the amount of times that al-Zarqawi had been captured or killed. We got an archive on Prison Planet, which has about 20 different stories with different examples of where he's captured and killed in different circumstances at different times.
Should we run down some of those examples for people?
I haven't got the specific examples in the archive, because I've lost track of them. There are so many.
You're exactly right about that. Yeah, it's hard to keep. I mean, look, and this is the same thing. Anytime we want to talk about Osama bin Laden, he's in 2-3 places at the same time. I believe that's what Rumi said. He's here. He's either in Afghanistan, he's Pakistan, or he's somewhere else. But, yeah, it's hard to keep track of all the times Zarqawi has been killed. Why do you think that this might be the last time he's been killed?
Because we have the official U.S. government seal of approval that he's actually dead, which is the first time that they've backed up those stories that he's been killed with the others. They just dismiss them. But the evidence that I've collated is that the Pentagon created and massaged the image of al-Zarqawi all along, and that the evidence to suggest that is stone clad, because our last encounter with al-Zarqawi before his apparent death was this videotape released at the end of April. Now, what preceded that was this Pentagon program, and the leaked documents came out on this, to magnify and embellish the role of al-Zarqawi in Iraq in order to reinforce this al-Qaeda in Iraq brand myth. And it was an effort.
You've got to build them up before you take them down.
Yeah, and they wanted to pin the occupation to the wider so-called war on terror. It was in the Washington Post at the time, quote, "The U.S. military is conducting a propaganda campaign to magnify the role of the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, according to internal military documents. The effort has raised his profile in a way that some military intelligence officials believe may have overstated his importance and helped the Bush administration tie the war to the organization responsible for 9/11. And the Pentagon went so far as to concoct fake letters attributed to al-Zarqawi boasting about bombings in Iraq.
This had to be done because nobody had really seen him. There were really no witnesses on the ground in Iraq that even knew he was there working. And they had to, as you say, build him up to reinforce and really build up this evil Goldstein, because they knew that they were going to be able to bomb him and take him out, allegedly, just a month later. So they're setting us up to knock us down, and that's exactly what's up. We've got a lot more news on this. Paul Joseph Watson will stay with us. You stay with us.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You are dialed into the GCN Radio Network, your first source for alternative news. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. We've got Paul Joseph Watson with us. We're covering this crazy story. Pentagon jettisons U.S. agent provocateur Al Zakari. Of course, you want to look for that at InfoWars.com. I want to continue delving into this with Paul Joseph Watson. We also have Kurt Nimmo on the line. We're going to bring you up, Kurt, in just a second as well. Everybody else, stay patient. Hold. We're going to get everybody in today. Paul, the timing of this really is very glaring. I mean, there couldn't be a better time for Bush to catch Zakawi, and there we've done it.
Right, exactly. They always time these things to perfection. And the Al Zakawi video, which showed him barely even able to operate his own machine gun, suggested to me that his entire credibility was on the wane and they were going to jettison him, as I said in the title of the article.
He's outlived his usefulness.
Yeah, and going back to what I was saying, we had the Pentagon concocting fake letters, leaking them to the New York Times, who, in the full knowledge that they were likely to be fraudulent, splashed them all over their front pages. And in fact, you also have transcripts of meetings between the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which talk about turning Al Zakawi into a caricature, basically, and making him appear, the quote is, more important than he really is. So, I mean, you've got bulletproof admissions where the Pentagon are massaging the public image of Mossab al-Zarqawi. Yeah.
Even the BBC is reporting that Zakawi was not a global mastermind like Osama bin Laden, both potentially even fictional characters, I have to add here. They quote him and they say he's a bloodthirsty, violent thug who made many enemies and several mistakes that might have contributed to his downfall. Well, I guess, again, like we say, he outlived his usefulness. Maybe the CIA or whatever his controller is, the Pentagon, as you suggest, got tired of having him around. But it's just such a perfect time, as I say, with elections coming up. I mean, you had to think they were going to roll something out like this. In fact, we all expected Bush being maybe in trouble in 2004, Paul, and that they would somehow magically capture Osama bin Laden. So this has to do with the elections. This has to do with the approval ratings. This has to do with, again, creating giant, massive weapons of distraction here, which, of course, this will distract people from what really hits us where we live in our communities, and this is what everyone's going to be talking about.
Right, and you remember that before 2004, we were predicting the possibility that they'd roll out bin Laden. Basically, they had the same effect in that bin Laden released a videotape which basically gave Bush the extra few approval points that he needed to beat Kerry. And in fact, Kerry himself, you know, not that Kerry's the savior of anything, but Kerry himself blamed his election defeat on the bin Laden tape, which was the October surprise.
Even Bush said that Osama helped me win the election.
Yeah, and then Walter Cronkite came out and said that he thought it was a Karl Rove orchestrated setup. But going back to Al Zarqawi, these same documents talk about this Pentagon propaganda push being aimed at a, quote, U.S. home audience. Here you have the military protesting that the propaganda they placed in Iraqi newspapers isn't aimed at Americans, when in their own private documents they're talking about embellishing Zarqawi's role and aiming it at a U.S. home audience. And he was basically the fall guy. I mean, every major bombing in Iraq was blamed on him, and that was even something that CIA analyst Ray McGovern said in relation to the Samara Mosque bombing, that they were using him as the fall guy for these staged bombings, which were likely Western intelligence agency orchestrated.
Now, here's a question for you, Paul. Did anybody get to collect on the $25 million bounty?
Not that I know of, no.
I mean, somebody didn't... He supposedly, folks, he was bombed in a safe house, and I don't know if you have any record of innocents killed or any collateral damage here that will have to be explained away, but did somebody tip this off? Is somebody going to collect the $25 million?
Well, it remains to be seen.
You can send me the check.
We know that with Saddam Hussein, they had him holed up in that little underground bunker for 3 weeks at least. The Kurds have captured him before they rolled him out publicly. So it's entirely plausible that they had him in tow for, you know, a month, and they've just decided to roll him out now.
Go ahead.
In being the fall guy, I mean, most liberals and left-wingers think that the turmoil and the sectarian violence in Iraq was some kind of unintended consequence or an accident, you know, of the invasion. But you look at the neocon and Israeli strategy documents going back 3 decades, which talk about, I mean, for example, Daniel Pipes told the New York Sun that civil war in Iraq would aid the U.S. and Israel, and then you've got other documents by Feith and Pearl saying that a post-Saddam Iraq would be ripped apart by sectarianism, but called on the United States to, quote, expedite such a collapse anyway. You've got Israeli foreign affairs documents from the early 80s saying all manner of inter-Arab conflict help us and accelerate our goal of breaking up Iraq into small diverse pieces. So they wanted sectarian violence, and they wanted Sunnis targeting Shias and vice versa. And Al Zarqawi was the fall guy for all this.
Yeah, who benefits? This is what we always try to ask Kibono here. Who's going to benefit from sectarian violence in Iraq? Who's going to benefit from all the things that are happening over there? It certainly isn't the Iraqis. That's one thing we're starting to figure out. What about this angle? Look, they know where he is, Paul. They can go in, they can send special forces, they can surround it, they can try at least to attempt to take Zakawi alive. And it would be, in my mind anyway, if this is all on the up and up, we know it's not, but let's just pretend for a minute that it is. It would be rather beneficial to have Zakawi in hand and maybe get a little torture going on him, getting the information. Maybe we can find Osama bin Laden, et cetera, et cetera. I guess the American people would even accept soldiers being killed for this, collateral damage, innocents being killed, so that we can actually get our hands on Zakawi, sit him down in a chair, put some electrodes to his genitals, or whatever we have to do, to get the information that we need to capture Osama bin Laden and to bring down al-Qaeda. But no, they didn't do that. They bombed it into a big, giant hole somewhere. I don't know if we'll ever even get Zakawi, if we'll even see Zakawi's body at this point. But we've, I think, made a giant mistake. If things are the way they're telling us, folks, then I would expect they would want to catch Zakawi, not just bomb it. What do you think about that, Paul?
Well, I think there's two different al-Zakawis. There's the real al-Zakawi. He probably died, you know, 2-3 years ago, as reported several times. And then there's the public image, which the Pentagon created of al-Zakawi. And the public image, whether he's dead or not, is what they've killed and what they're announcing today.
Let me rephrase the question, Paul. How can we justify bombing and not actually trying to get our hands on this guy to question him? How can we justify that?
I think they've learned from their mistakes with Slobodan Milosevic and Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Because Saddam Hussein, in his court proceedings, which were admitted to have been scripted and staged before they even officially began, Saddam started to blame things such as the mosque bombing on the U.S. occupation itself, and they had to censor his statements, cut off his microphone, and you hear very little about what Saddam is actually saying in his trial. Similar with Slobodan Milosevic, who continually blames the New World Order for the orchestration of the bombing of Serbia, and then you had his suspicious death of a supposed heart attack in a cell that was under 24-hour surveillance, and Milosevic himself warning days before that he was being poisoned, he was about to be killed. So they've learned from their mistakes that keeping these people alive and allowing them to talk doesn't always do much.
I know that, you know that, I know that, you know that, the listeners know that, Alex Jones knows that. How is the State Department or how is the White House going to justify this? Do you have any idea? I guess they don't have to justify anything, do they, Paul?
They don't. They just call it part of the war on terror and say that they're going to prevent future bombings in Iraq, which they won't. They'll continue because there's no evidence that al-Zarqawi was the ringleader of any major insurgent group, as we were told.
Just a couple other points here before we try to bring up Kurt Nemo, so I know he's going to add to this as well. Great blogger, Kurt Nemo. Al-Qaeda in Iraq, whatever that means, confirmed the death of its leader. So they're on board with this. Al-Qaeda is helping us. Now, again, let's just try to use some common sense here. Let's try to use a little logic. Why would Al-Qaeda benefit in confirming that its leader is dead? Wouldn't it actually further their cause to say that he's still alive and that they missed him? But no, they're going right along with the White House, as predictable as always. They're going to continue their war in Iraq, they said. This will make absolutely no difference. Your comments, Paul?
Well, I think that the result of it and why al-Qaeda in Iraq, whoever that may be, you know, underscores it, that it's happened, is that it adds to a pile of other indicators that I wrote about a couple of days ago, which suggests that they may be drawing the storyboard for a major summer stage terror attack on a western city by saying that it's revenge for the killing of al-Zarqawi. You have, on June 19th, the Washington Post reported 4,000 federal government officials going into an underground bunker for a simulation, an exercise based around a major terrorist attack in America. You have numerous other factors, such as the timing of the Iran strike. And now the globalists will need a new mascot for the war on terror. So it's probably going to become the Iranians and the Syrians, who we are told enter Iraq as a result of the U.S. airstrike on Iran, and the whole circus regenerates itself
sure.
again.
No, it's going to be the Iranians. I mean, I love how the establishment has already now figured out how to blame the Iranians for the Oklahoma City bombing and for 9/11. And I get to some of these pundits. It just really riles me up. What about this angle? Father of beheaded man blames Bush, not Zakawi. That's Michael Berg, whose son Nick was beheaded, allegedly, in Iraq in 2004. Said on Thursday he felt no sense of relief in the killing of the al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, and he blamed President Bush for his son's death. In other words, taking the blame off of the mythical Zakawi and putting it right where it belongs on the Bush administration.
Yeah, and he said in the past that he's not even convinced that al-Zarqawi was responsible for his son's death. And then you have the Nick Berg beheading itself, which maybe we can touch upon a little
bit.
Yeah,
let's do that, and then we'll bring Kurt Nimmo up to join us as well. That will be at least a double of two of the best bloggers on the Internet today, Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nimmo. Stay tuned for that, folks. The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lay's Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. That's www.laysmedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex today, who's up in Canada attempting to cover the Bilderberg Comp. I got some breaking news on that, and hopefully Alex will call in and tell you exactly what's going on. Michael Cristofaro, who's in the middle of the Kelo versus City of New London affair, one of the last holdouts standing his ground, squatting on his own land, unfortunately, will be joining us in the third hour of today's program. We have Paul Joseph Watson with us. I want to bring in Kurt Nimmo. We're going to go to all your calls in this hour as well. We left off with the Nick Berg beheading, and Paul, I'm sure you're aware, we broke the story at jackblood.com during that whole debacle, and we found that the videos were uploaded out of a place in London headed by the Arab Press House. They are the Fox News of the Arab world. I was immediately sent cease and desist letters from a multi-billion dollar law firm in London. We were told to remove the information. I was threatened physically. We even had a fake hand grenade thrown through our living room window during all of this. We paid a little bit of a price, but it was important to get the information out. But, of course, a lot of analysts, and this is the great thing about the Internet today, you put out a fake video, and there are analysts all over the world. They're going to drop that thing into every machine available and really decode what happened. But you want to run that down, what happened to Nick Berg?
Yeah. Al Zarqawi basically did his job for the globalists in terms of starting this wave of kidnappings and copycat beheadings in Iraq, which ramped up the pre-planned thrust towards the sectarian violence agenda, which I talked about earlier. And the first victim of such a beheading was, of course, Nick Berg, which we did whole shows about a couple of years ago. You watch the video of Nick Berg's beheading and compare it to the photographs that came out of Abu Ghraib. The decor was identical, the chairs used were identical. Nick Berg had done work at Abu Ghraib, that was confirmed. We have his bizarre connection in giving his computer password to US government-controlled Patsy, Zacharias Moussaoui. And then some of the weird aspects of the video itself. There were Muslims wearing golden rings, that's forbidden in Muslim law. No evidence of Al-Zarqawi's fabled wooden leg. He showed no difficulty in moving around on that video. And then afterwards you saw a wave of kidnappings, which, strangely enough, seemed to, the victims of which seemed to be people, journalists who were in Iraq, researching uncomfortable aspects of the occupation.
Yeah, unembedded journalists in Iraq were kidnapped.
Yeah. Such as, for example, Japanese journalists who were researching the effects of depleted uranium in Iraq were kidnapped. You had the case of the Italian journalist,
Giuliana Sagrina, yeah.
Who apparently escaped captors and then was shot at by the U.S. military in trying to escape.
Her bodyguard was killed. For trying to report what happened in Fallujah with the napalm.
Right, and then you had a further copycat beheadings. You had a guy in San Francisco with fake blood and CGI graphics upload a fake hoax beheading video to the internet, and literally within half an hour all the news agencies had picked up on it and were reporting it as real. And so the genesis of all that was the U.S. government agent provocateur Al Zarqawi, and those beheading videos were obviously used as gas mileage for propaganda used for the justification of keeping troops in Iraq.
Let's not forget that in the video that was analyzed of the Nick Berg beheading, you saw the back of the head of somebody wearing a U.S. military hat, a white person. I don't know if you remember that, Paul, but that was also very telling, I would say.
Yeah, and then you have...
Come on, folks, the back of the head of an American military officer involved with these jihadists who were beheading, allegedly beheading Nick Berg. I guess that really tells the whole story, doesn't it?
Right, and then 2 months ago, you have this Al Zarqawi video, whether it's produced, you know, in a CIA backroom studio or out in the Nevada desert. I mean, Americans, 11, 12 years ago saw Forrest Gump shaking hands with President Kennedy. This stuff is by no means, you know, beyond the ability of them to fake it. And in that video, Al Zarqawi is shown unable to fire his gun. His credibility gets denounced, and... 6 weeks later, he's dead. I think that was them creating the storybook, creating the play for this announcement today.
Paul, I know you have a book you're working on. You're working on several stories. You are about the busiest guy on the Internet today. You're doing a fantastic job. We're going to let you go back to work. If you have any more developments, feel free to let us know. We're going to bring Kurt Nimmo up after this. Paul, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Folks, we'll be right back with Kurt Nimmo right after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us, folks. The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You're listening to Genesis Communications Radio Network, your first source for alternative news. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Of course, my show airs Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time on this very network, following the Alex Jones Monday through Friday. Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday. I have been doing this for quite some time. If there are any affiliates out there that want to contact us about picking up our program, it is available on satellite. Kurt Nimmo is with us. Kurt Nimmo's great blog, KurtNimmo.com, is something that I read every day. It's bookmarked on my computer, and I happen to believe he's one of the best bloggers on the Internet today. I know he's got a take on this. Kurt, thanks for calling in and joining us.
Hey, Jack. I got a partial list here. I noticed when you were talking to Steve earlier, you guys were wondering how many times Al-Zarqawi's been killed.
Yeah.
Well, we got the original one that was in northern Iraq that was reported by the Kurds. That was prior to the invasion of Iraq. Then he was killed in Mosul. And then he was killed during Operation Matador near the town of Qaim on the Syrian border. And then, I love this one, Jack, he was finally killed with his mentor, Osama bin Laden, in the besieged city of Fallujah. That one really got me. So they
killed him in Fallujah, and then they caught him, they had him in their possession, and then they accidentally let him go after they killed him.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult to try to interpret a lot of this, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, the guy's, like you said, he's a cat that's got nine lives, you know, And, you know, obviously they're putting him to rest now because he's no longer of use. The Iran operation's coming up. The so-called civil war in Iraq has created the political situation for them to totally destroy the country. So, you know, he's no longer, Al-Qaeda in Iraq is no longer needed.
What happened to the body now? There has been a lot of... we're all trying to figure this out. There's been a few reports that even though the house was decimated, that al-Zarqawi's body survived the ordeal in a remarkable condition so they can parade him around like Uday and Kusay.
Yeah, well, that would be rather gruesome. I would imagine if that's true, then his body would be in pretty gruesome shape, and I don't think they're going to be parading that on Fox News anytime soon.
Well, I mean, that's what the plastic surgery is for. As we know, they did that with Uday and Kusay. You know, we remember that when they originally bombed Uday and Kusay, again, they could have captured them. They had him in a house. He was contained. They could have just sat and waited until, he ran out of food or something.
Right.
And they could have gotten Uday and Kusay. But they did bomb them, and they were so horribly ruined by the bombing that they had to do a lot of plastic surgery. So people would believe that it was Uday and Kusay.
Right. Well, they don't really need to parade his body. It's enough in the corporate media to simply say they killed him
yeah.
and then stick to that story. A lot of people are going to believe that.
Especially when you have Al-Qaeda in Iraq confirming it. It was confirmed by Abu Abel Rahman al-Iraqi. Is he going to be the new boogeyman over there?
Possibly, but we understand, of course, that this Al-Qaeda in Iraq is, of course, a Pentagon cutout op, intel op, so they're going to say whatever needs to be said about that.
I love the, I'll repeat this, I think we mentioned this earlier, but I love the story about how they had tracked Zarqawi down. They were running him down with one of the Humvees, and he jumped out of his car and ran through the desert on his wooden leg. I mean,
right.
Can you believe the gall of reporting something like that?
And they subsequently ended up with his laptop computer with a treasure trove of data.
Which did absolutely nothing to help the situation in Iraq
obviously
or
not.
Against the Al-Qaeda. What about the $25 million? You got any clue about that?
Yeah, good one. Obviously, nobody turned him in, so nobody gets the money. But I'd like to see a video of al-Zarqawi limping along on his wooden leg with a Humvee in hot pursuit. That would be a good one.
Zalmay Khalized said, and he is the former RAND Corporation PNACer, who is the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, said Zarqawi's death marked, quote, a great success for Iraq in the global war on terror. Zarqawi was the godfather of sectarian killing and terror in Iraq. The only problem with that, Kurt, as you know, we found a lot of the mosque bombings and a lot of sectarian violence, including the pipeline bombings, have been done by so-called contractors. And, of course, we have a myriad of stories with British SAS and CIA agents being caught dressed up as Iraqis with their cars full of bombs and guns.
Yeah, right.
Caught, arrested by the local police in Iraq and then busted out by the American and the British forces.
And subsequently lost in the news cycle. You don't hear about it anymore.
I mean, this is all mainstream news. Kurt, why do I think that some of the listeners out there listening to this program around the world are going to have a hard time believing what we're saying? This is all mainstream news. They constantly refute themselves and contradict themselves. I mean, that has got to be very telling for people just starting to hear information like this.
Oh, definitely. But you don't hear, you know, it's a momentary blip on the news radar screen, and then it disappears, you know. I mean, you don't hear about it again. They should be talking about this on a regular basis. What about these SAS soldiers that were caught red-handed with a car full of explosives, dressed up as Arabs? You know, what about all these situations?
Doesn't make the American newspapers.
It doesn't make the American newspapers. It doesn't make Fox News. It's not reported in this country at all. I mean, it's reported in Britain and in Europe, but you don't see it here at all. And nobody knows about it, really. Out of sight, out of mind.
Makes Infowars.com, JackBlood.com, and KurtNimmo.com. That's for sure, folks.
Oh, definitely.
And that's what we're here to do.
Because we understand the truth. We know what's going on over there.
You know, it's so easy to decode. Once you've done enough of this and you get in the action of constantly decoding some of these stories, I mean, it takes you about 5 seconds to figure this stuff out.
Well, you have to have the correct frame of reference, and they keep, you know, it's all out there. The information's all out there, and we need to do what Alex did in Ottawa, is get out there with bullhorns and start blasting out the information.
How'd you like that Chicago bullhorning, man?
It was good. You know, I lived in Chicago for a while, so I'm sure if he was down the loop, that bounced off the building pretty good.
Yeah, I live there as well. I know the city quite well. Hey, will you stay with me for a few minutes here and
sure.
take a few calls with me, Kurt? Kurt will ride shotgun with us here at least till the top of the next hour, and we'll be bringing up our guest talking about Kilo and the city versus New London, a great hero, a great holdout over there against eminent domain. Let's see. Let's go first to George in Canada. George, thank you for holding all this time. You're on the air with Kurt Nimmo.
Thank you for taking my call, Jack. I just have a few comments to say about Stephen Harper and how it's, I feel, in my humble opinion, it's a very sad day for Canada that he's in charge and he's behind a lot of this, you know, this terrorist plot, all these ridiculous headlines in the news that they were going to rush into the parliament buildings and kidnap Stephen Harper and behead him. It's just totally ridiculous. It's unbelievable how much hype and hysteria it has caused.
It doesn't even make good fiction.
It's beyond crazy. You couldn't write a Hollywood script like this. It's so stupid.
Reality is stranger than fiction. Sometimes fiction is reality. Okay, thanks. Anything else, George, real quick?
No, that's all, Jack.
Hey, thanks for that contribution. We talked about this yesterday when you called into my show, Kurt, and there had been some new developments in this Canadian bombing plot, which is ridiculous on just about every level. You want to touch on that a bit?
Yeah, did you happen to read Thomas Walcom's column in the Toronto Star yesterday?
I think I might have read
a few
lines of it.
He talks about how absurd this whole thing is, and he talks about the neighbors in that area where they supposedly were having their terrorist training and how, you know, they were, you know, people were looking at him and thinking they were totally ridiculous. You know, he was just masquerading around with a bunch of kids. And this guy, what's his name, the supposed ringleader, even he was disgusted with his charges, you know, saying that they were incompetent children, you know, and the whole thing is just a sham, and it's really transparent what's going on.
We had a caller call in from Ontario at the top of the or in the last hour, and he made a very good point. There was somebody who went out to go test how rigid security would be after these terrorists almost blew up the entire country of Canada. And they had some people come down and park vans in suspicious places, and nothing happened. There was no security. And apparently the Royal Mounted Police, the Dudley Do-Rights up there, weren't that worried that there was going to be any more terrorism, because, of course, there wasn't in the first place.
You're talking about on Parliament Hill in Ottawa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, there's no threat there, absolutely no threat. But nonetheless, I mean, how absurd is it to think that, you know, 3 tons of fertilizer would be driven up to Parliament Hill and blown up, or that these teenagers would storm the Parliament building and grab Stephen Harper, who's essentially a neocon, and behead him? I mean, this is totally absurd. I mean, who believes this stuff?
Who believes that teenagers chatting on the Internet are going to just bring into their bosom a ringleader that they would not know, that they never knew before? And, of course, again, just like the 93 World Trade Center bombing, the feds, the Royal Mounted County, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, give them all of the components to make their so-called bomb and wrap it all up in a giant sting op.
Yeah, and not only that, this supposed ringleader was part of the Canadian military.
That's a new story that actually just came out today.
Yeah, he's a reservist in the Canadian military.
Yeah, but we already knew that, you know, they were part of the establishment, they were part of the controllers, and that they had infiltrated, again, magically infiltrated this group of teenagers and brought them down. A great, great work by the Dudley Do-Rights up in Canada.
Yeah, the whole story is so transparent and disgusting.
But the moral of the story, Kurt, is that, you know, this is going to be used to evoke fear from the people of Canada. Obviously, it's been used here on this side of the border to evoke fear from people, and we just have to know that this is entirely fictional. It really is. Let's go to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to just say a couple things. First of all, Kirk, the reason why Fox News isn't reporting, he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, Robert
right.
Murdoch, that owns Fox News. And secondly, about the Canadian little situation, if things were such a crisis, why in heavens are they having the Bilderberg meeting in Ottawa, Canada, with over 120 international bankers, politicians, and and media people.
Leslie, that's a fantastic point. I mean, here are some of the most important people in the world going up to the Bilderberg meeting.
And Mr. Harper himself.
And could they have called it off because the situation wasn't secure? No, of course they know there's nothing to worry about. Kurt, you want to talk on that? That's a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, what's interesting as well is last year in July during the London bombings, you notice how the all the neo-libs were up at, was it Glen Eagle or whatever it is, the G8 meeting. So, but kind of a repeat of the same thing going on. You got all these globalists up there, and then they have a fake terror thing. In London, it was an actual terror event, but here it was a, you know.
Well,
you're not going to take any chances, right, Leslie?
Well, they don't want anybody snooping around, and this is outrageous because they're discussing foreign policy, monetary policy that affects the entire world, and I resent any congressperson going as a member of the Council of Foreign Relations and voting on anything in this country. It is, they're globalists, and this is the issue. And so, but let me tell you why I called, and I want to alert both of you to this. Both of you, do you know Dr. Corsi?
Jerome Corsi. I've interviewed him on my show, yeah.
Wonderful. Because he was on Coast to Coast Monday.
Okay.
And Wednesday he was on Rick Adams. You know Rick Adams?
I helped start Rick Adams out in radio, I have to admit.
Oh, wonderful, because you can download it. The reason why this is so important, this is the real news and what is transpiring. As you know, he wrote the Bush border policy linked to Carlisle deal, and it's so important that your listeners listen very carefully and do what I asked. The White House is very upset right now. Corsi was on his way from Congress last night, and he was going back home, and he didn't leave till late, but however, he kept his interview with Rick Adams. When he went to Congress, and Congress could not believe what they were, he brought his articles, the Carlisle deals and all these transactions, and you can get them on WorldNet Daily and Human Events, North American Union to Replace USA, Bush Border
Which is what we've been saying all along. I'm glad to see jumping on the bandwagon. Go ahead.
No. This is what heats up. First of all, you have to have it all in writing, asking for an investigation, but your listeners don't do this. All they have to do is put an email, just download one of the articles linked to Carlisle, and just say, all they have to do is close the border, and we want an investigation. Because as you know, Bush is in there, it's quote, potential conflicts. And we want an investigation to see all these people and his father, with Mexico and the rest of them. Because they've got, all the details are laid out, but it's very important they email this now, because this is what they're furious about. Congress is being put on alert. They can't say they don't know about it, because it's being emailed to every single congressperson, and that's why it's so important at this show. And coast to coast, people did it. And Rick Adams, I know there are people going to do it too, but it is very, very important because you are demanding accountability, all these conflicts of interest, and you can't be lobbying for your own.
Right.
Okay. Now,
I understand, Leslie, quickly, because we have a lot of calls here.
I know.
I want to make a few points as well. Go ahead, finish up.
The question is, where did Bush get the authority to sign off on this partnership agreement with Vicente Fox and the Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin, at the time? Because he did it in March 2004, over a year ago. And what makes this such an explosive story, and what was revealed last night, and why Congress is upset, because they had no idea this was, they went ahead with it. They put the website on the Commerce Department, and worse yet, they have all these things for these departments to do, and meanwhile, there you are telling them to close the borders. They've already proceeded. They've already gone forward with these agencies. Meanwhile, your listeners don't know. The Congress didn't know. They claim this was all news to them.
Well, is it news to them? Let me just talk for a second, if I could, Leslie. Is it news to them? Because Lou Dobbs reported this 8 months ago. I don't think this is breaking news. What is breaking news is that Corsi, who, again, I've interviewed and was behind the Swift Boat book and was pretty much a company man, I think has finally had it and fed up and want American people to know about the Amero Euro, about the Pan-American Union
clear.
That we've been talking
Why
about
is
for
this
5 years.
Listen to me, both of you. Why is this different than 8 months ago? Because it was officially written, I won't get into this, demanding an investigation from each, it was a letter detailing an investigation, detailing the corporations. This is why this is different, totally different, because this was formally done. And, you know, just to say on the air, well, I want this one, that's different. But when it was done formally and Corsi has proceeded with it,
yeah,
they have to do it by law.
Well, we'll see. I don't know what they have to do
point,
or what they don't
the
have
point
to
is
do.
People have got to know the ins and outs.
A lot of things they have to do that they never do. Of
I know,
you
but it's important
that,
your listeners email. Just email the thing. We want the borders closed and we want an investigation. That's all they got
to
do.
Yeah. Well,
we're
we
making
need
an impact.
No, we need to do that.
Say.
I mean, look, if we don't want to become the European Union, we better get going on this right away. But, of course, we have been yelling this from the rooftops for years now.
Jack, I can't thank you enough. But the point is that people are taking action right now. They're very upset.
Yes, ma'am.
It's coming in because it could link you. You have no idea. This could link to the senators. It could link to the congresspeople voted. You have no idea who's getting what over there. That's why we want a disclosure.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's what's going to fix this is disclosure. And actually, we have Congressman Ron Paul on my program following the show today. We're going to ask him just about all of this. Kurt, first of all, I want to reverse a statement I made or clarify. I work with Rick Adams on several radio stations before we both went national. I helped him to go national, and I produced a number of shows for him. So Rick has been around for many, many years doing this, and I got to tell you, he does a pretty good job. Kurt, you want to comment on the Corsi and the Pan-American Union? I mean, are we starting to figure out now what immigration is all about?
Yeah, I think we are to a certain extent. I think the activism is great, but you have to remember, Bush is the decider. You know, he's violating laws right and left, and he's circumventing Congress. So until we can get to him, not much is going to happen.
Kurt, thanks for calling in today, man. It was great having you with me, okay?
Okay, Jack.
Keep the faith. KurtNimmo.com. That's linked at JackBlood.com. Go check him out. We'll be right back after this, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be right back. want to really thank everybody for holding. We have a lot of calls. We're going to try to get everybody in, but we have a lot of news to cover. Such is life. Just very quickly, again, Alex Jones' videos on special, on sale right now at Infowars.com. And if we have new listeners out there and you haven't seen one of Alex Jones' great documentaries, you're really missing out. This packages it all beautifully. It uses primary mainstream media sources and uses documented and verifiable evidence to prove once and for all that it is a new world order, that our controllers are trying to consolidate power to centralize government to create a top-down command and control global political system. And we can simply look. Leslie did a great job bringing up a number of points, talking about the North American Union or the Pan-American Union, which will consolidate all power in the Western Hemisphere. That is happening. That's going on. It has been reported on Lou Dobbs. It's been reported now for years. We know that that's happening. How do we stop it? We got the African Union. We've got the Asian Union. We've got the European Union. We're the only holdouts right now. And then just because the boat is getting rocked in South America, we have managed to hold off the free trade area of the Americas, which is the final nail in our coffin, which was scheduled to go through about a year and a half ago. So they're behind schedule. We're taking it to them, folks. We've got to really turn up the heat on this, or again, we're going to end up in a centralized government. But Alex Jones's videos are fantastic. They go over all of this information. They cover 9/11. They cover Oklahoma City. They cover the elite's immoral activities at Bohemian Grove involving Skull and Bones, their connections to the Nazis. You've got to get these videos, folks, to help get the word out. That's how it works. Easier for you to show someone a video than to remember all of this, write it down, and try to articulate it in a way that's going to be effective. So you need to call right now, 888-253-3139. A lot of specials going on. Ask about the specials. Operators are standing by. 888-253-3139. And, of course, all of the funds taken in from moving these documentary videos goes right back into the operation to expand the operation to become even more effective. And you are supporting this broadcast and Alex Jones by contributing in this way. And obviously, you know, they don't ask for donations. They try to give you something for your money. All of these videos are excellent. I, of course, have to recommend Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, not just because I'm in it and I was there in New York City, but because it's just such a fantastic video. Like I said, four videos in one. And if you are procrastinating and you're not where you need to be on this 9/11 conference going on in L.A. in 2 weeks, you need to get all of your ducks in a row. Like I said, I'm really spending the last of my money to go to this. I don't want to miss it. I feel bad enough I missed that Chicago conference. A lot of my friends were speaking up there, and I heard it just went over really well, widely attended, covered by the mainstream media. Well, that was nothing compared to what will happen with this 9/11 conference, which will take place on June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles. You can get your tickets now while they last, because there's always going to be a big rush here right as we lead into the event. You're going to need to get those tickets now while they last. And I want to see everybody out there. You can find a way to do it. This is much like, you know, going to a championship playoff game or a Super Bowl for some of you sports fanatics. You'll pay top dollar to be part of history. This is history. Some of the attendees are Robert Bowman, who was former director of the Advanced Space Programs Development for the U.S. Air Force, being very outspoken against the Bush administration. Professor James Fetzer of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth. Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's just done fantastic work and whose book is carried here at InfoWars. A long list. Stephen E. Jones, the physics professor from BYU. Dylan Avery, maker of Loose Change. A lot of surprise guests. Again, all be there. Get your tickets now, folks. I know it's hard to make time to do these things, but you're going to really kick yourself if you miss it. We're going to come right back with our guests talking about Kelo and the city of New London. We're going to try to get Mike Cristofaro on with us, who's one of the last standouts. Stay tuned, folks. Third hour coming up right after this, InfoWars.com.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.